Welcome to another episode of Conversations for Financial Professionals, where we are shaping the next generation of financial advice. Have a very, very cool special guest today, Stacy Livingston Hoyt. You are the founder of Integrated Financial Care, which offers personal finance counseling, coaching, and educational services. And before that, you coached at-risk veterans with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's Financial Coaching Initiative. You've also worked as a personal financial management specialist with the U.S. Navy, and you are definitely living out your motto of I will serve. Welcome to the podcast, Stacy.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. It's an honor to be on.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here. This is really fun. We played a little, well, I guess, email tag, but we're now here together. And I think that looking into what the financial advice continuum holds, where there's financial planning and there's financial coaching and education and just all these different things that I think a person needs, I really want to kind of hone in for everyone that's listening and watching today about the life of a financial coach, right? That I think that's a very, very nice topic, and I'm happy to talk about it with you today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Let's talk about your journey. Let's talk about like what sparked the interest in personal finance in the first place.
It was definitely more of a stumble at first, then later a spark. Stumbled into personal finances. And this was so long ago. If I remember correctly, it was at a college job fair. And, you know, met the suits at the college job fair, found out about the opportunities in financial services. And prior to that, I think my impression of financial services was just working at a bank. So started in brokerage world and, you know, did all the licensing exam, the apprenticeship, that sort of thing. And because we are an active duty Navy family and, you know, we move from place to place, I found myself constantly moving from one city and state to another. So that made it hard to stay in the industry and build that side of the industry and build a book of business. And later stumbled into financial coaching, counseling, education for military families. And that's where the spark and the explosion happened. And meeting the AFCPE community, that's where it all came together. And I said, I found my place in the world. And wow. This is what I wanted to do.
So, yeah, a lot of that's interesting. You started with the more, I guess, the traditional route, right? What would kind of describe that experience? Because I know a lot of people out there are listening because, you know, let's just be honest, the financial services industry has a lot of money and they market to people coming right out of school. It's like, come, you know, be a financial, you know, advisor and, you know, take this, you know, these exams and stuff. Like, what was your experience when you were in that world?
It was exciting. It was really exciting. I was like, you know, told my family the great news. Okay, got a great job because that was the goal. Yeah. So a little bit before that, I should probably mention is that I immigrated to the United States when I was 18. And this was probably about maybe five or six years after that. So the goal kind of was, okay, get a good job, grow in it. And this was the, you know, the idea of a good job. It was exciting. Learning new things, meeting new people, and just having no idea that this is how things actually worked on the back end. The hard part, you know, was the cold walk-in. I don't even know if they do that even these days, cold walk-in, knocking on actual doors in business districts, right? And the cold call-in. And this is before, you know, people were, you know, just constantly hanging up on you, and you could, you know, there was no cell phone technology where you could block, you know, calls and all that. So people would graciously answer the phone and say, I'm sorry, but I'm already working with an advisor. So that was kind of a, you know, not so bad experience.
Yeah.
But building that initial book and coming up with the accounts and the asset gathering piece, you know, that was challenging stuff. And, you know, you've got to learn sales skills and prospecting and, you know, you'd sit through wholesaler workshops and all of these different things, and you try to learn and all of that. So it was exciting, challenging as well, but just good stuff. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Okay,
I learned a lot.
But there had to be an inflection point for Stacy, though, that you were like, yeah, maybe it was the moving around in the military or what? I don't know. What was the inflection point that said, I'm excited about this stuff. I like it. But at the same time, this financial coaching thing looks a little bit more intriguing.
Yeah. So that was definitely key. Moving from one city and state to the other, and virtual was not as established as it was. And, you know, going to maybe a small place, you know, like a country town, and not necessarily that country town, not necessarily having the infrastructure where there is a large enough firm where I could fit, you know, neatly in, that wasn't also there. So it was, you know, the building and the constant movement that it just made no sense after a while. In this day and age, we're okay with virtual, right? And we see that people can do so much virtually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that now.
Yeah. So let's talk about your path or introduction to the AFCPE. For those that don't know, this is basically the financial coaching, I would say, body that kind of, it has its own accreditation, the accredited financial counselor. A mutual friend of ours, Sandra Davis, partnered with them for some time with her designation, the financial fitness coach, which you also have. So this is a very reputable organization. How did you come across them and talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So this was through the military contractor. The AFC was required. So onboarded with them, and I experienced the 2010, I still remember, 2010 AFCP conference, Denver, Colorado. And that's a lot of where most of it came together for me. They talked about all the things that everyday people should be doing, everyday people needed. They talked about the challenges that everyday people were having and how you can be part of that solution. It was a great community. You've got the research side, right? That's you know, supporting what we do. You know, what we do is built on also the research. You've got the research side, you've got students who are so interested in the field and they're getting into things. You've got the extension agents, you've got the military community. So the AFCPE community is vast, a great group of people, so diverse. And starting out with that contractor experience and then attending the AFCP conference, that definitely did it for me. I knew that I needed to be working with people one-on-one to help them explore what's possible. I understood my own story of coming from very little. And I just wanted to share that. And I wanted to share what I know, and I wanted to be there and really partner with people.
Yeah. Talk about, I wonder if we can kind of pause and go a little deeper on that, because a lot of people I come across, career changes or not, I'm noticing this whole, let's call it theme or motif of, I want to share what I've gone through. Like, I have a story, like you said, it may be a debt payoff story. It may be, you know, whatever it may be. And people just have, when it comes to money and finance, for whatever reason, people want to share that kind of stuff. And I don't know, like, what was your impetus for wanting to kind of share that with people and help them, you know, get along past what they're going through by sharing your story?
Yeah. So for me personally, it was what was possible with this new American experience that I had. Mm. So, you know, you bring your whole life from another place. Your family does the same, you know, my aunts, my uncles, my mom, and you start from scratch. And it was the difficulty in figuring out how this new American landscape worked. It was the difficulty of figuring out credit. It was a difficulty of people telling me, well, you need credit, but we're not going to give you credit to build credit. It was paying for school. It was accumulating credit card debt. And you just look around, you're like, how did this even happen? It was a lot. It was my own experiences with dealing with all of that and trying to figure it all out and doing it mostly alone. Mm. And not having, again, that thinking partner, not having someone there to show up with me and meet me where I was and to partner with me. It was not having that. So that was definitely my catalyst. And then later on, as I now have first generation American kids, that becomes an even bigger thing. Our family tree has completely changed. We are here. We are building a life and a legacy. And that's super important. That touches me to the core.
No, I love that you say that, because I often say that real financial advice has the ability to change family trees, and you're living that. I think it's another thing parenthetically for the aspiring financial professional that's listening is that you basically were able to take transferable skills from just life experience to translate that into what you loved about finance and then start helping people with that. And I'm often trying to get people just to see, just look inside of your own story. Like, there's so many things that I think people take for granted or look over or say that's not significant or whatever. But when you combine that with, you know, maybe a love or a passion around finance, there's so many different ways that you can do that. So, you know, I can stay there all day. So let's talk about some of the things that you may have come across while working with the military contractor, because I think one segment of my audience has grown and that I've seen a lot more. Anecdotally, I don't know. I would say maybe this is probably 5 to 10% of the Jumpstart audience, where I see a lot of ex-military, active duty, that are like, they're necessarily going to go through a career change. And I'll share this. I just got off the phone with a prospect before we start recording this. Has 6 more years before retirement. Caught some of my YouTube videos and it's like, I can hire him to be a financial planner and he can teach me how to do this stuff because I think I want to go into this field. And so I'm seeing so much more of that. And I wonder if you can kind of speak to maybe the mindset of active duty or soon to be retired, however that works, military, and what they're thinking about as a career changer, and maybe some nuggets for the listeners to kind of grab.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. That's so good. So yeah, career transition is a major shift. You know, you've done one thing, let's say for 20 years, not everyone actually makes it to 20, or, you know, maybe more than 20, and you are thinking about the next thing. And you feel that spark with personal finances and you want to know more and you want to dig deeper and you're curious about what's out there. I am actually currently pursuing the CFP and CHFC studies, and I've met some people in forums that have the same thing. They're leaving active duty and they want to jump into this financial planning world. One of the things I encourage them to do is to, you've got lots of resources as an active duty service member. You've got your base financial counselor. You've got them right there on staff. You've got Military OneSource. You've got access to people who are doing the intimate work with people, not on an advisory capacity, but they're still having those conversations. You've got the relief agencies, the Navy, Marine Corps, Army, Relief, Air Force, and all of that. Those are things to touch on as well. The other thing I would say that I've noticed is in the Navy and the other branches of service are developing their own thing. They do financial education in the workplace well. So there are active duty personnel that counsel and provide information to other service members. They go through a 40-hour training with other financial counselors, and then they come out and they're kind of the face of finances in that command. So maybe it was that experience that kind of sparked something. Maybe they helped themselves out of debt. I would encourage them to keep pursuing, you know, keep in touch with the community, you know, especially something like Jumpstart, where you can network and you can talk to different people and just figure out where it is that you want to fall. But it's important to understand how the industry works, how distinct it is. You know, we talked about that continuum. You've got the education and counseling, coaching, planning, even therapy.
Yeah.
Even therapy. So taking a broad look at all of that and really trying to hone in on what might be the right fit. And you know what? Sometimes you just have to jump in. You just have to jump in, you know, take the job at you know, XYZ company and learn and talk to people and, you know, get those presentation skills up and prospecting and all of that. That's all part of it.
Yeah.
That's all part of it.
I'm glad you said that, Stacey, because I think a lot of people kind of ignorantly, because I think this happens like through no fault of their own. They see, you know, the advertisement, they hear whatever, they watch these Wall Street, you know, TV thingies. And there's so many different, you know, things that make the financial advising, you know, stock tips, that part real sexy. But at the end of the day, this is not glamorous in the first couple of years. It's just not by any stretch of the imagination. And I think
blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. Well, true. I think it's like, it's one of those things where you do have to kind of pay your dues. And I'm glad you said this, because as people are listening to this, they should be note taking on something, a theme that you said, not necessarily the word, but the theme came up, which was networking. Like, I often tell people, I was like, in Jumpstart, I can help you with a couple things, but I can't really help you with desire and motivation. You got to come to the table knowing that this is for you, and that you're going to run through several brick walls to get to your destination, because that's exactly what's going to happen. I can help you a little bit with skills and knowledge. I can impute a little bit of what I know. But at the end of the day, this is all about opportunity. Opportunity to network, opportunity to meet new people, opportunity to ask questions that you wouldn't otherwise be able to ask in a forum where nobody is trying to hurt you. So I think that's excellent that you brought that up, because really it is having those conversations. I talked to a career changer earlier this, this was podcast episode 2 or season 2 rather. But the point was, is she spent so much time networking with people, going on, you know, like kind of like little interviews or coffees with people to understand more about this energy. So she did so much groundwork. Are you ready to serve others with your unique talents through a career in financial services? Jumpstart is the first international community built to help you become a next generation financial professional. You could be a career changer not knowing where to begin, or an existing financial professional just trying to learn a little bit more about being successful in this industry. In either case, Jumpstart is here for you. Inside this community, you'll receive mentorship and coaching, along with opportunities to build your network so that you can find your place inside financial services. You'll get an opportunity to participate in discussions, learn from others, and attend live events. Jumpstart is all about helping good people find great opportunities to do just that. Let this community help you find your path into this great profession. Join us for free by visiting www.jumpstartcoachinglab.com. Now let's get back to the conversation. In the next, let's call it 5 years, where do you kind of see that type of person ending up? That comes out of the military into this industry? Would you say financial advising or financial coaching, or doesn't really matter? Or what would be your advice?
That's a good one. So it definitely depends on the personality fit. And not everyone has a stomach for sales up front, because, you know, particularly when you're starting out in the industry, if you go that route, you know, there's some sales involved. You could do some back office stuff and get familiar with how things work on the brokerage end. You can volunteer. Volunteering is so critical. You develop people skills. You develop presentation skills. You know, your empathy and how you approach things, and just, you know, being still in the conversation. Those are things that you definitely need to work on. So having gone through the AFC and FFC, I am totally biased, and I think everybody should start there. I think everybody should start there as, man, the skills that you learn, the people that you interact with. And with the FFC, you know, you're put on the spot, and you really learn how to engage and be still, and how to help a client explore, you know, and you might be, you know, given that person the space and the time to contemplate something that they've never done before. And that's a thing I love about coaching. But beyond that, jumping in, volunteering your community, figuring out what's around you, what are people experiencing? What, you know, community programs are there? Who else is there for you to have a conversation with? And I think it's just about jumping in and putting yourself out there, having conversations with people. I go back to this a lot, having conversations with people, because they make all the difference.
Yeah.
You know, the perspective, right? And the groupthink that you can really benefit from that. So, and you know, being okay with disappointment and closed doors and all of that, you have to, kind of develop that strength. So for people transitioning, give it time. You have to give it time. And, you've got to jump in there. You've got to take the risk. I don't see any other way.
No, I would agree. I think in one of the things I always talk about is, you know, you don't have to necessarily do this cold turkey. So to just make a distinction between jumping in, I think jumping in by volunteering or, you know, having these conversations preliminarily, you can do all these things before you leave that consistent paycheck. Because that's a theme that comes up a lot too, which is like, Dom, I don't know if I could take the pay cut. I'm like, I get it. Like, people have bills, but at the end of the day, we're not saying quit your job cold turkey. We're saying ease into this. There's a way you can kind of dip your toe. And being in some of these communities, like you mentioned, like the AFCPE or Jumpstart or FPA or, you know, all these different communities will help you do that. So as we bring this thing in for the landing, I want to kind of talk about you a little bit more with what you're doing in your practice, how things look now based on, you know, the work that you've done before. You've got a broad array of experience. Like, what are the type of things you're going through every day and the ways that you're helping clients achieve their financial goals?
Yeah, so some of the things I go through as a business owner, they're oftentimes uncomfortable. there's it's an experience in learning to really connect with other people who are better at certain things than you are, and you can't take it all on. You really can't take it all on.
Talk about that for a second. So, like, is it an example of that? So, do you have instances in which you have a client come in and they're like, hey, I need to do investments in my 401k or I need to do or something like that? Is that what you're referring to?
That's part of it. And there's also the technical and the back office side of it, right? There's the technical and the back office side of it with the work that consumes a lot of your time that you don't have time for. And there's also creating those partnerships with people, you know, outside of, you know, what you do. I'm not given, you know, specific investment advice, tax and legal and all of that stuff. So knowing where, you know, building those relationships, directing people to good opportunities and good professionals that they can talk to. Yeah. So they can keep moving along that continuum and getting the care, the financial care that they need. And, you know, the one-on-one piece that I do with clients, you know, I start everybody off with a quick, you know, discovery session that we can figure out, okay, is this really what you were interested in? Or did you really need, you know, like financial planning or advising and or therapy? And you just thought this was a place to start. So love having those conversations. And I love partnering with my local community. So let's say someone is in a bind and they can't afford what I do. There are nonprofits that I'm connected with. Mm-hmm. There are support groups. There are all different organizations that I've been working with for years now to where I can refer people. So that's another key component of what I do. Figuring out who's in my community. You know, client doesn't have a job, and for example. And they really do need access to mental health counseling. So, you know, community services board, for example, or they lost their health insurance. There's a program called Give an Hour where they can, you know, go in and get some free services. So it's all about the community.
The role that we play as generic, in air quotes, advisor in people's lives. I often like to say, what you're trying to do is you're trying to build enough trust to really be the quarterback in their lives to help them navigate all these financial decisions, right? It's, you know, we got limited time, limited money. We got unlimited decisions and unlimited choices. Like, how are we going to spend our time and money? Like, a real good financial professional comes in and takes that place so that your client can then go be their highest and best at whatever they do. Cause it's not this, that's the reason why they're talking to you at that point. And it's, so right. I think it's, having that self-awareness, which you just described, and being humble enough to realize that's the role I play, and I'm not going to be an expert, you know, in everything, and I need to have a network to be able to direct people to where they need to go, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Absolutely, and I feel that the AFCP community has definitely been that support structure as well for me to be able to do those things and learn how to do those things. You know, the client just doesn't necessarily come in with it. It's financial, it's employment, it's relationship, it's a lot of stuff. So yeah, being connected.
Yeah, money, there's so many different intersections that money has. I think this is the reason why it's still so taboo. You know, people will give you a lot more detailed and seemingly private information, but when it comes to their money, they can get really pretty hold it close to the chest. So,
yeah, and a lot of times that's just what they're needing, a conversation, someone who's going to give them the space to think about the things they've not thought of before and just contemplate some solutions.
Yeah. No, I love that. So, Stacey, you know, this is a podcast to help empower tomorrow's financial professional with the tools to serve their ideal client at the next level. So with that in mind, I just wonder if you have any final parting word or words of wisdom to leave with the audience.
Yeah. So know that financial continuum, know what's on there, know who's on there, know how these different specialties work. So we talked about the education, counseling, coaching, plan and therapy, know who's who, where to find them, get connected, stay connected. You know, as you talk about people coming into the Jumpstart community, I think about, oh my gosh, I wish you were around, you know, like in 2005 when I so needed support, right? needed the support. So stay connected, get in some groups, talk to people, be vulnerable. You know, you're also asking clients to do the same thing. So you've got to put yourself out there.
No, I love that. Eat your own cooking. I would put it that way. So it's been great, Stacey, to share with you. Where can people find you? What's the best way to connect with you if they have some questions or want to pick your brain a little bit more? I know you're in the Jumpstart community, but I want to give you another avenue out also.
Totally. So find me on LinkedIn, find me at financialcaretoday.com, but you can definitely connect with me on LinkedIn and we will take it from there.
All right, cool.
Appreciate it.
Well, Stacey, have a great day, and I really appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for your work.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Bye-bye. Hey there. I really hope you enjoyed this conversation. Before we go, just a few things. The best way to retain what you just learned is to do more than just listen. First, you need to write down your most important takeaway, and then you need to give yourself a deadline to apply it. For bonus points, you might also let someone hold you accountable to that deadline. Also, remember the only way more people will know about this podcast is if you share it. You can do that by sharing a link to this episode on your social media or by leaving a review on iTunes so that it reaches a wider audience. I'd appreciate if you took the time to do either or both. And finally, if you'd like to join my free community to learn more about how you can become a next generation financial professional, please text me at 214-544-9226. I love to hear from you and point you in the right direction. Bye for now, until our next conversation.